maybe a hard-fought yard down to the 11, where they're going to stop him after a two-yard gain. On the bottom of that pile is a black jersey somewhere. Number 65, Dakota Deer for Harbor Beach. 10:24 remains in fourth quarter. I'll be facing a third down and 5 from the 10-yard line.
Well, if Harbor Beach is going to make an incredible comeback here, it's going to start right here on this play. Third down and 5. It's 4 down territory for the Bearcats. They need a stop for short yardage. They cannot allow 3, 4, or 5 yards or more here for the Bearcats. That's exactly what they want. 3 or 4 yards, and they'll go for it again on the next play.
Sweeney under center, handoff to Shane Ozentowski. No, it's getting quarterback keeper, and he dives forward down to about the 8-yard line, maybe the 7. After a 3-yard gain, tackle made by number 7, Devin Puff for Harbor Beach. Fourth down, and I would say from this angle, 2 yards, yeah, about fourth down and 2 for the Bearcats at the Harbor Beach 7-yard line. 9 minutes and 40 seconds left in regulation.
This is
this is the ball game right here.
It's hard to say that with 10 minutes to go or 9.5 minutes to go, but you're absolutely right. If Harvey doesn't stop him here, I just don't see how you keep him out of the end zone and another 2 or 3 minutes coming off the clock here if they get a first down.
9 minutes, 15 seconds now. Clock continues to roll here. Fourth down and 2, Sweeney under center. Obrisky, Hilesky, and Ozentowski in the backfield. Less than 10 on the play clock. Handoff 2:47. He has the first down. He's all the way down to the 1-yard line. That would be Obrisky. Tackle made by Devin Puff. And the Bearcats first and goal from the 1-yard line. 9:03 left in regulation.
And they've been able to do what they want when they wanted, and it's been Ozentowski and Sweeney and Ozentowski and then Hileski with a couple big ones in a row. And then you forget about Colin Obrisky in this situation. So who do? They give it right back to him, and he goes to the opposite side of Ozentowski, and there is no black jerseys there. Obrisky does an excellent job, actually almost scores. He gets it right down to the goal line, and a big series and a big fourth down conversion for the Bearcats.
First and goal from the 1-yard line, trying to extend this to a 3-possession lead with 8.5 minutes remaining. Sweeney under center, hands it off to Obrisky, and he's going to be stopped at the goal line. They're going to say no gain on it, and tackle made by number 65, Dakota Deer. Second and goal from the same spot, less than a yard to go.
That's a pretty good stop there by Dakota Deer, because Colin Obrisky's coming in with a full head of steam, and he's able to stand him up. And if you're the Pirates in this situation or any team that's trailing, when you stand him up, you got to get your rest of your guys around him there. And not only do you want to push him back to ensure that he doesn't get pushed in himself, but that's your chance to maybe punch one out, jar one loose, do something to try and change the way this game is going. Otherwise, the Bearcats are going to look to fool you here on a gap, and all they need is a little bit to punch it in and get – and basically end this game for the Pirates.
7:40 remain in regulation. Sweeney under center, second and goal. Hand off to Ozentowski. He's in for his fourth time tonight. Shane Ozentowski adds another 6 points on the board for the Bearcats. It's now 32-12 with 7:35 remaining in the fourth quarter. Ubley takes off 7 minutes off the clock, and they rumble down the field for 65 yards and over 10 plays on that drive. And another 6 points on the board, trying to make it 8 with a successful 2-point conversion. 7:35 remaining.
Been saying it all night long. If the Bearcats have 1-yard situations or a goal of 1 or 2 yards, they are going to win. This team is built to get a yard or two based on the way they block, the scheme, and these big running backs of the Bearcats to punch it ahead and get that yard or two when they need it. They've been able to do it whenever they wanted to, and this time Ozentowski scores again.
Sweeney back to pass, and it's caught by number 23 and Isaac Warzynski. The 2-point conversion is good, and it's now a 22-point lead for the Ubley Bearcats, 34-12 with 7:35 remaining in regulation right here on the WLW Sports Network.
I'm Brad Moore from Moore Motor Sales here in Carroll. I've been here at the store for 25 years. What I like about coming to work every day is working with my staff and coming up with great solutions for our customers. We wear a lot of hats, and we just do what's right and what needs to be done for our customers. The greatest asset I have here is the team that's around me. Let's face it, they make my job look easy, and I sincerely appreciate them. These are some of the hardest working people in the automobile business. There's not a lot of turnover here. Most of my staff has been with me 10 plus years. We know what we're doing. The team that I have here makes it easy. And customers, you can see the satisfaction when they take the keys, that they appreciate it. They appreciate us just making it easy for them. We offer you a choice at Moore Motor Sales. Another advantage of having multiple brands here at Moore Motors is we can get you anything. You really do get more at Moore Motors.
.35 remains in regulation, and Ubley leads by 22 points. Our Reach has put on two scores, and every time they score, Ubley has scored on the following possession. In fact, they've only been stopped twice in this entire ballgame. Casey Sweeney ready to kick things off from his own 40-yard line, left side of your radio. It's a medium punt. Carrier kick comes in at the 28-yard line, brought in by Mason Booms. He's still on his feet across the 35. It falls forward to the 40-yard line. Tackle made by Ubley's 55. Nolan Van Erp, linebacker, also right tackle for the Bearcats. First and 10 for the Pirates, and they have a 60-yard field in front of them, trailing by 22 points.
Yeah, our Beach just could not get a stop this evening when they needed one. And it's all credit to the Bearcats. They have executed a game plan to a T. And even at the half, when adjustment time is at its most, there has still been no answer. And Harbor Beach now has kind of resorted to just passing it down the field, which has worked.
And they're going to say the pass was complete to Mason Booms, but he was down when he caught it. His knee was on the ground at the 38-yard line, so it's going to be a loss of a yard. And they're going to mark him down to the 39. So it's second down and 11 from the 39. Clock rolling, 7:15 remains.
Yeah, just it's a little bit of a low throw, so he wanted to secure the catch. And but if that knee is down when you make the catch, play is over. So a loss of a yard there for Harbor Beach on that swing pass, screen play to the wide receiver.
Two wide each way. Kadar under in the shotgun, puff to his left. There's the snap, rolling to his left, back to pass. He has white jerseys all over him, and he's going to have to bring this one down at the 30. Throws this one out, and before he was sacked, and they're going to say an incomplete pass.
And it should be intentional grounding,
should be
guys.
Intentional grounding, yeah. Yes. In between the tackles, and no receiver around. So, to make matters worse here,
it's they're going to lose the down and another 10, I think.
So a loss of down, just like Dave Hansen said, 6:44, clock stopped momentarily. Now Harbor Beach is pushed back to their own 27-yard line. First down marker is beyond Smalley's. 34-12, 22-point lead for the Bearcats.
And there's not much beyond Smalley's,
no.
Clark.
No, nothing that you want, at least.
This time of the year.
Just a lot of flooded shoreline. 34-12 is your game right now, and the Bearcats dominating every aspect of this ballgame. Two wide each way. Kadar in the shotgun, trying to convert on third down and 23. Ubley bringing the blitz, and they do a screen pass to Puff. Puff has a lead blocker across the 40, down to the 50. He has the first down, remarkably, and runs out of bounds at the 42-yard line. I did not expect to see that one. That's a 30-yard completion for Devin Puff, and stops the clock with 6.5 remaining. Wasn't seeing that one coming.
It's almost laughable. It was.
Yes, it is.
The play looked absolutely broken, and Kadar was running for his life from the beginning of the play. And as he's getting sacked, he does a little jump pass and just lobs it over the defensive lineman where Puff is. And it was a screen pass design, but it just didn't look like it at the beginning. And, Puff does the rest, follows his lead blockers, and gets a first down for the Pirates.
Low snap, and Kadar has to grab it, and he gets out of his first tackle. Now he's going to be brought down at midfield for an 8-yard loss. And there's a late flag flies as Kadar was down in number 55. That would be Nolan Van Erp came in, and this more than likely is going to be against the Ubley Bearcats.
Yeah, that's an unlucky penalty because he's going to get him for a late hit. But he could not tell that his knee was on the ground when that hit came in. He was already committed to making the hit. And so it's one of them bang-bang plays where Van Erp hits the quarterback after he's already down. But if the officials want to prevent prevent that penalty from happening, then blow the whistle when his momentum had stopped.
Seriously. No kidding.
He was being held up for a good 4 or 5 seconds, and eventually he went to a knee because he was down, and 55, Nolan Van Erp absolutely smoked him. So an extra 15 yards going towards the east here for Harbor Beach.
So instead of a second down and 18, it's a first down and 3.